Scope of CRM. A CRM strategy indicates how an organization plans to initiate, develop, and sustain relationships with its customers. The CRM strategy must support the overall business strategy and financial goals. Carefully determining the scope of CRM is the first step in developing a CRM strategy. Exhibit 6-2 shows that the scope of CRM can involve sales operations, the most functional activity in CRM, analysis, customer information dissemination, and relationship building and collaboration, activities that require the most effort and skill to accomplish successfully. Each of these elements works toward a strategic focus on product, price, placement, and promotion, the four P's of marketing. All of this is then focused toward one or more customer segments that can be served using a unique set of supply chain capabilities. The additional circles to the right of the graphic help illustrate that the organization may need multiple supply chains to serve other customer segments with their own distinct supply chain requirements. The circular shape of this graphic also helps imply how the CRM business cycle is cyclical. The cycle involves setting CRM goals for a target customer segment or customer, acquiring the customer or market share with the customer segment, and fulfilling business terms for the customer or segment. The cycle starts again by setting new goals for customers to acquire or for existing customers. Exhibit 6-2. Scope of CRM in supply chain. Sales operations. Order taking, invoicing, billing, call centers, help desks, retail locations, customer service centers, field service visits, and product returns or recalls are sales operations that all existed prior to the customer-centric organization, but now fall within CRM. Sales operations from a CRM perspective also involve optimizing the customer's experience, collecting and storing comprehensive data on each transaction. Optimizing the customer's experience requires providing each customer with what they value, which could include convenience, personalized service, guaranteeing a call back as promised, or the ability to customize a product/service package. From an economic perspective, it also requires providing these features at the lowest possible cost to the organization, such as by providing some of the more expensive services on a fee basis or for free only to more profitable customer segments. Every person who has contact with the customer should have ready access to the data collected on the customer. All prior transactions/purchases, web visits, problems and complaints, and the status of problem resolution. Accomplishing a single virtual point of contact for each customer requires coordination with various departments, including customer service, credit checking functions, billing, accounts receivable, and so on, to keep everyone aligned and up to date. CRM sales operations rely heavily on technology. Analysis. Analysis in CRM involves customer data validation and aggregation into segments, as well as association of segments with specific products/service packages. CRM can be used in some instances, for example, automated website interactivity, to narrow the size of a segment to one, an individual customer. Another key element of analysis is the ability to query the data or build customized data searches to analyze the data in innovative ways. These types of analyses fall under the category of business intelligence tools. While these analyses can use transactional databases as their sources, often organizations set up a separate database, called a data warehouse, just for analysis. Analysis also requires determining appropriate performance measurements for CRM initiatives and using the information to refine later initiatives. Customer information dissemination. Customer information dissemination means getting timely, focused information to the right groups in the organization and the extended supply chain. In an age when too much information can be as harmful as not enough, a function of CRM is to provide customer information and analysis specific to the needs of executives, product and brand management, marketing, for example, lists for promotion, sales, for example, channel preferences, buying habits, operations, and other functions. For example, providing the right analysis to web developers can help develop better tailored product or service recommendations. Customer information dissemination also requires integrating the information being disseminated to each group so that the overall organizational strategy is being supported. CRM helps turn analysis into action. Relationship building and collaboration. Relationship building is the development of lifetime customers by training staff to optimize each customer's experience at each interaction. It also involves the use of customer data to design and focus initiatives to acquire and retain customers. Relationship building requires providing staff with information on what an individual or customer segment values and designing policies and procedures to help staff make wise customer management decisions. It may involve soliciting product development ideas from customers or working to devise mutually profitable solutions to actual customer problems. The point of relationship building is to develop customer loyalty or even mutual dependence. The key to these initiatives is educating staff on the value of lifetime customers. The CRM business model is not about single transactions, but about sustained relationships. Businesses are increasingly interested in lifetime customer relationships because they enhance profit in various ways. Lifetime customers lower total marketing costs. As illustrated in Exhibit 6-3, the costs of acquiring new customers tend to be front-loaded in the relationship. As the relationship develops, the expenses of marketing and sales. In the left-hand graphic, the darkened bars illustrating the expenses below the zero revenue line decline. Exhibit 6-3. Development of lifetime value. It is increasingly easier to satisfy lifetime customers. With improved technology, it becomes easier to retain customers through deeper knowledge of the customer's needs and buying habits. A learning relationship is formed through which companies build user profiles, track previous purchases, and anticipate trends. The longer one keeps a customer, the better one knows the customer, and the greater the likelihood that one can fulfill the customer's needs and deliver satisfaction. Lifetime customers offer increased revenue and profit opportunities. As the relationship matures, the revenue from these customers generally increases. This may be the result of increased customer satisfaction and confidence and larger orders, or the result of efforts to cross-sell or upsell. As revenue grows and the cost of customer acquisition decreases, profit increases. As shown in Exhibit 6-3, from a negative profit point in year one, the relationship yields sustained net profit over the lifetime of 6 years. The circles on each bar. Although specific profit margins will vary, the right-hand graphic suggests the ultimate profitability of lifetime customers. Companies may also be better able to maintain profit margins with lifetime customers who value convenience and stability over price. Customers for whom time or quality is a major concern may also be more inclined to rely on established relationships with suppliers or companies. They can save time or manage their risk better by not shopping around. Often, loyal retail customers explain their behavior by saying, "I don't have time to waste driving all the way over to X only to find that they don't have what I'm looking for, or that their quality is terrible, or that the whole experience is just depressing. I'd rather just go to Y. I know what to expect." Similarly, in the business-to-business relationship, business customers may look at the establishment of a buying relationship as an expense item because of the required research, creation of requests for proposals, review of proposals, contracting, etc., and a risk exposure. "Yes, this company may give me a better price on this component, but what if shipments are late or quality is poor?" This thinking underlies the creation of preferred supplier lists or deeper relationship types.